Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is now 8:12, and the United States' largest warship, the USS Gerald Ford, has arrived in the Caribbean and joins a significant percentage of all deployed naval assets in the U.S. Southern Command off the coast of Venezuela. CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson is joining us, and I think maybe a lot of people are wondering what is up with us and Venezuela, Eleanor.
Good morning. Yeah, that's right. There are still a lot of questions, especially why sending the most advanced, the largest aircraft carrier to the Caribbean when there hasn't been an aircraft carrier in a high-profile deployment to that area for maybe decades. The carrier will join about 8 warships that are already there. The carrier has 2 destroyers, and what the concern is that when the carrier arrives, there may be a decision from the president and from the Pentagon on what exactly they're trying to do vis-a-vis Venezuela. President Trump has made no secret he does not like Venezuela's President Maduro in power, that he would like to see him go, but it's whether the administration takes action to try and force Maduro out.
Yeah, that is a good question. Is this about regime change or is it about drugs, which is what the President Trump has been saying it's about?
That's right. And that's what's sort of confusing is in the lead up to the carrier arriving this week, we've seen since September strikes on alleged drug boats, claiming that these boats are carrying narcotics that are coming to the United States. That's been a change in how drug interdictions are usually done. Usually the Coast Guard will board a boat suspected of trafficking and arrest the traffickers and treat them as criminals instead of combatants, which is what the administration is doing right now by bombing them. Now, the first few boats, the administration did claim those boats were coming from Venezuela, linking the fight against narcotics to Venezuela. But since then, the boats have been hit in the Caribbean and in the Eastern Pacific, and some of the individuals on those boats have come from Ecuador or Colombia, not just Venezuela. So the lead up to a decision on Venezuela has been a little bit murky because of these strikes on alleged drug boats.
The former prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says these could constitute crimes against humanity. So we'll see what comes of bombing these boats. But will Congress be weighing in on any of this soon? And shouldn't they be?
That's a great question. Congress, there have been a few Democratic lawmakers with Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky who have put forward a few resolutions, war powers resolutions, trying to rein in some of these actions by the administration. The most recent one they put forward was a war powers resolution that would require the administration to come to Congress before any actions in Venezuela. The resolution failed. A lot of the Republicans who voted against it still said they expect the administration to come to Congress, who does have some sort of, you know, obligation of oversight in decisions with kinetic military action.
Well, Illinois, thank you for the update, and I'm sure this is not the last we'll be hearing about the U.S. and Venezuela. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you.
That is CBS Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson talking about the buildup off the coast of Venezuela. It is now 8:16, and it's time for us to switch topics because, of course, the longest government shutdown in U.S. history is over. The House approved a bill last night. President Trump signed it. Joining us now is CBS congressional correspondent Nicole Killian. And Nicole, how long, now that this is over, is it going to take for things to get back to normal at airports and with SNAP benefits, et cetera?
Well, you know, it will happen in phases. So basically what we will see starting today is that some things have already started to reopen. For instance, here at the Capitol, the visitor center is back open for tours. You know, as far as federal workers are concerned, many of them will be back on the job today, although they may not get their back pay until this weekend. You have Smithsonian museums that will be opening starting tomorrow and into the weekend. As far as SNAP is concerned, those benefits should be restored, according to a USDA official, within 24 hours, although that timeline could vary depending on states. And so as far as the airlines are concerned, that may take a little longer to resolve just because, you know, it's a huge system. And obviously all of these delays have really kind of snarled traffic. So that could take a little bit longer to unwind.
Democrats were holding out for getting the tax credit for the ACA back in to keep people's health insurance costs from skyrocketing. The Senate leader, John Thune, has apparently promised Democrats that they would work on this, but there's no such promise from House Speaker Mike Johnson. So essentially, I guess it's a draw.
Yeah, well, it does present a conundrum, you know, in terms of how this issue gets resolved, because on the one hand, last night when he signed the bill into law to fund the government, the president said that he was willing to talk with Democrats, work with Democrats on this. But at the same time, he has railed against the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, has said it needs to be overhauled or in some instances eliminated. Obviously, that is something that doesn't sit well with Democrats who, you know, blame Republicans for trying to repeal and replace Obamacare for years now. So whether or not there can be some good faith negotiations remains to be seen. That's likely to happen more so on the Senate side, since, you know, Leader Thune has indicated that he will try to hold a vote on this. Republicans in the House say they have been working on some health care proposals. But interestingly, we saw just yesterday Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries file what's known as a discharge petition to try to force a vote on the health care subsidies. He's calling for a 3-year extension.
All of this, though, isn't over by any means, right? Because this agreement or whatever the president signed last night takes us through the end of January.
That's right. So the hope is that we're not here 2.5 months later all over again. But, you know, I would point out that in terms of the bill that passed last night, yes, it does fund portions of the government through January 30th. But other parts of the government will be funded for a full year, like the Department of Agriculture. That's why SNAP benefits will be funded in full for a full year, you know, priorities and programs related to Veterans Affairs and military construction will also be funded for a full year. So parts will have to be renewed in January, but other parts will continue their funding into next fall.
All right. Nicole, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.